Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I am honored to be interviewing Anita Marcassani, who has a passion and skill set for a variety of different businesses she has been involved with. And I'm going to let her kind of explain what her background is and everything that she has that she's done and where she's moving toward. You may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. Anita, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
Well, I have always been interested in human behavior and what motivates people, more importantly, what motivates people to change once they kind of figure out that things are not moving the direction they want to. So even as far back as high school, I was one of those really irritating people that kind of always knew I wanted to be a psychologist. And I was pretty laser-like in my focus there, and so I did. I eventually earned a PhD in clinical psychology, and I had a fairly big therapy practice in Baltimore, Maryland. I specialized in working with people with physical diseases, so I worked a lot with chronic pain patients, cancer patients, heart disease, things like that, in addition to just a regular outpatient therapy program. And it was wonderfully rewarding, and I did a lot of clinical work, and I also did a lot of research into the area of the mind-body connection, and I just found it to be fascinating how we can influence our physical disease process or health process through our mental approach. And as time went on, I eventually became a mom, and I decided I wanted to spend more time with my children, so I closed my practice and my therapy practice, and I decided to become instead a coach, which allows me to use all the same skill sets that I had and all my education and training and background and such, but I do it with a different purpose, kind of moving people forward rather than focusing on disease and when things go wrong. My specialty area now is helping people move forward and remove obstacles and that sort of thing. So I'm enjoying it a lot. I get to do it primarily from my house. Mm-hmm. I've also along the way become a certified fitness trainer. So I kind of add that component to it, which I think feeds nicely into the whole mind-body thing.
And sure. That's what I do. That makes total sense. How long ago was it when you left your practice down in Maryland? How many years has that been for you?
It was 2002 that I finally kind of put that to rest. It took about a year to close. It's not easy to close a therapy practice, so it took about a year, and it was. So I've been doing coaching since about 2002.
Okay, yeah. I see. Yeah. And what are some of the I guess what you'd call big wins that you felt real good about as far as, the coaching program?
Yeah, every client that I have feels like a big win to me. I see everything that I do and every interaction that I have as not only helping me feel competent, but also helping clients, move forth in the world and bring forth their talents and gifts and such. One particular area of interest that I have is work-at-home moms. I am a work-at-home mom, and that probably is, kind of explains why I'm interested in this particular lifestyle. But as I started my home-based business, I started finding out how many other moms have home-based businesses, and there's so many out there. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of kind of what an economic powerhouse it really can be. And so I started doing a lot of research just into the economics behind work-at-home moms in particular, not just businesses in general, but mothers who begin a home-based business. And it's pretty phenomenal. I mean, they bring in hundreds of billions of dollars into the economy every year. And most work-at-home moms are doing it part-time. And I find this lifestyle wonderful and pretty fascinating because there's such a debate out there about whether it's best for children, should mothers stay home or go to work or whatever. And while I think it's great when mothers go outside the home to work and have high-powered careers or even part-time careers, whatever, I think that the work-at-home lifestyle is wonderful because we don't have to compromise on anything, really. So many of my clients are doing that. They are honoring their families and their kids by staying at home, but they're also honoring an important part of themselves as independent entities by running a business, becoming an entrepreneur. And it's a great lifestyle, but it's also, it has its challenges that other lifestyles don't have, and so I recently wrote a book about that, actually, and that was a big win for me. It's called Help, I'm a WAM, and WAM is internet lingo for work-at-home moms.
Uh-huh.
So Help, I'm a WAM, stress relief for mothers doing it all.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And so this has been your primary coaching in the last how many years? Because I know you said you left the Maryland one in 2002, 6 years ago. How long has it been that you've been, you know, pretty much focused in on the WAMs, as you refer to them as?
Right. WAMs, it's so funny, a funny word. But pretty much from the beginning, from the get-go, I am the sort of person, I don't like to hem myself in too much to one particular type of client base. So I've always worked with work-at-home moms, but I also work with leaders. I work with a lot of executive types in helping them develop leadership skills, develop emotional intelligence competencies so that they can become better leaders and improve the functioning and the really basic economic basis of their organizations. I do that as well. So I do a lot of different things, which I know is kind of counter to a lot of the marketing 101 strategies out there on how to build a business. You know, you're supposed to kind of focus in on one particular area, but mm-hmm. I find for my own mental health, I need to spread myself out a little bit kind of across a lot of different areas. But I've been working with work-at-home moms since the beginning, since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really followed the trend, and the trend is increasing and increasing enormously every year. And so I think one of the reasons that I enjoy working with work-at-home moms in particular is because I do get to bring in the leadership stuff that I do with executives because
mm-hmm.
they have to learn how to be what I call an everyday CEO. And I've actually developed a workshop called Everyday CEO, teaching people the leadership skills that work in the boardroom and how you can apply that to your home-based business and how you can apply it even to your own life and, you know, different community organizations you're involved in and such. So it's been
mm-hmm.
a lot of fun. I really think that everything that I do feeds into everything else. So it's been since 2002, to answer your question in a long-winded way. I'm terribly sorry about
Hello?
That, but it's hard because I do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. So basically a lot of these kind of dovetail together, so it works out pretty well for you.
Most definitely, yeah. And I think that's what I get bored, so I like to constantly challenge my own brain and learn new things. And whenever
mm-hmm.
I learn new skills and techniques, it feeds into everything that I do and pretty much every client that I have, regardless of what the client's specific situation is, whether they are a work-at-home mom or whether they are an executive director of an organization or just someone who really needs to figure out how to balance their lives, I have a pretty broad basis of education and training that I can draw from to meet their needs. It's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And how do people, as far as learning about you and that kind of thing, how, as far as the clients that you've worked with and attracted or whatever, how do they how have they first heard about you?
I do a lot of outreach and kind of just getting my name out there, name recognition stuff through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I first got started with coaching. It's kind of hard to get the practice started because the good part about coaching is that there are no geographic limitations to where your clients are. There's no,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
in the mental health we call it a catchment area. You kind of worry about, like, where you're going to pull your patients from. But with coaching, there is no such thing. I mean, because most of my coaching is over the telephone, I can have clients in Zimbabwe as long as they can
mm-hmm.
find me, you know, and we're willing to do the time mm-hmm. difference thing. But and so it is a challenge, actually, to try and figure out how to market in that environment. And the internet's been invaluable because I join all kinds of online discussion message boards, and whenever I contribute to the discussion in one way, shape, or form, people learn to know me. They get to
mm-hmm.
know my perspective, my education, how I view the world, and eventually how I work with people. And I started that way, and that's how I started to get clients, and then word of mouth kind of took over. And I've been noticing over the past 2 years, I've been getting clients who said, oh, I heard about you from so-and-so, and, oh, I worked with them, you know, a while ago. So that's kind of how it's been working.
Well, that's the best kind of referrals you can get. I mean, it's a warm or hot referral already because somebody, you know, actually recommends you, and that's a lot of the marketing that I'm involved with is referral-based as well as, just creating that good association as far as how other people recommending you and that kind of thing. Well, obviously, your passion really comes through on this, Anita. Could you give our listeners two or three useful tips, let's say, as far as the work-at-home mothers, that they could do now that, you know, would actually help them, you know, as far as, something they're shooting for or working toward, that kind of thing?
Uh-huh. One of probably the most important thing that a piece of advice that I could offer work-at-home moms or really anybody who's trying to balance a lot of demands in their lives, and that's the thing, I mean, I kind of hone in on work-at-home moms because I think they're an ignored population out there, but really it's a lot of the same principles that anybody can use for their own lives. If you're feeling out of sorts, if you're feeling like the demands being placed on you are exceeding your capacity to meet them or kind of close to exceeding your capacity to meet them, I'm a big advocate of planning, the importance of planning. And I say that because it sounds obvious, but many people really don't do that or they don't use it as powerfully as they could. And when I say planning, I mean actually kind of sitting down and writing out what you would deem as your ideal week, okay, where you would put your time, how much sleep you would get, when that sleep would happen, even when you're going to eat your meals. I mean, I know the difficulty here is a lot of people out there are not big planners. They don't actually like to plan. They like to feel like to be a little bit more spontaneous. But even just putting a little bit more time into planning, even if you don't want to get down to the level of planning your meals, which I would admit is pretty minute, it really makes an enormous difference. And the reason that that's important is because what it means is you can define for yourself what a balanced lifestyle means. So if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling like things are kind of spiraling out of control, if you can plan out your week or month or day or whatever, you get to determine where you put your time, attention, and energies. It doesn't have to be based on what somebody else wants from you. You get to lead your life on your terms. And so once you can lay it all out there and say, okay, well, actually, I do have the time to meet all these demands, and here's when I'm going to do this, and here's when I'm going to do that, and you can also determine what to let go of. And that's a tough thing, particularly for women. We like to think that we can do it all. And some women are really good at doing many different things at one time, but you end up putting your head down on your pillow at night, and you may have a lot of things accomplished on your to-do list, but you weren't really engaged, you know, in any one particular activity because while you were doing one thing, you were thinking about how you're going to accomplish your next thing.
But when
you have a little bit of planning time, it doesn't have to be a lot of planning time, but just a little bit, it goes a really long way towards actually helping you accomplish more. Because you're doing it on your terms. You're saying, okay, well, here's the demands that I have, here's the time I have, and here's when I'm going to be able to meet each of those demands. It'd be a pretty powerful thing.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. I'll just interject something on here right now because, as you know, I've put these on my website at successlearningsystems.com. One thing that perhaps you could share if you wanted to with some of the people you're working with, I had an associate of mine, Tammy Burke, did an interview on with me on Alex Mandozian, who's a top person. And it's specifically on some of those productivity tips. It goes right directly as far as the planning is concerned, and it is on the site. It's a teleseminar. It lasts about 20 minutes, but it might be something that if, you wanted to share it with some of the people you're working with, it would be an extra tool for them as far as their, you know, their time management and just how he sets things up, because it's just some real neat tips and everything that could, you know, further leverage what you're already doing. So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's a great resource. I will most definitely, guide
Well, you
them
and I are
going to
be talking quite a bit anyway. I can certainly understand that. I'm working my way through the LinkedIn that you invited me to. Thank you. And the Perfect Networker. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
How about one more tip, Anita?
Another tip, and this is so easy to do, and it's deceptively easy, deep breathing. People, they just race through their lives. They get really, really stressed, really, really overwhelmed, and their mind starts to whirl, and things kind of feel like they're spiraling out of control. The importance of deep breathing, of taking 30 seconds, it does not take a long time to just slowly and in a controlled manner breathe. It will transform your life, and I don't say that lightly, and I'm not being dramatic. It will really change how you move through your day if you, a couple times a day, just take 30 seconds to just breathe slowly. If you'll inhale for a count of maybe three and exhale for a count of four or five, it actually brings more oxygen into your body, which therefore means you get more oxygen to your brain, allowing your brain to function a little bit more smoothly. And then your body just feels more relaxed. Your blood pressure is going to go down right away. Your heart rate will go down. It's a very powerful thing. And you might feel like, oh, well, we breathe all the time anyway. And, yeah, we do, but not in the most efficient way possible and not in a way that makes your body function more smoothly.
No, great tip. I certainly, I've heard that from a number of, top flight people. And it's always good to be reminded of those kinds of things. Anita, this has been wonderful. How can people contact you to learn more on how, your program could help them?
Right. I have a website. It's dranita.com. And so that's dr-anita.com. I also have another website, fitnesscalling.com. And both of those websites, there's a contact me link. You can certainly feel free to shoot me an email through those websites. You can also give me a call. My phone number is area code 717-779-2627.
Fantastic. Well, this has been great. I really believe you've shared some wonderful information that's extremely helpful, and I absolutely look forward to speaking with you again in the very near future. And I will be getting this link off to you so that you'll have it and be able to review it or whatever. And certainly feel more than free to put it on your website if you feel it's appropriate, to help people out or whatever. And I think this has been wonderful. I appreciate it very, very much, Anita.
Thank you so much, Tim. This has been great.
Okay, well, you have a wonderful day, and I will definitely be in touch here.
Sounds very good.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Thanks, bye.